welcome back. Let's go to France now. It's been a tumultuous weekend in Paris. I'm joined now on the line from France by Hervé Amaric of the news station France 24. Hervé, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan.
So, Hervé, tell me, is there anything happening for Easter Sunday today at Notre Dame?
Yes, well, you know that many vigils have been held since Monday, and bells rang out across France to honour Notre Dame de Paris. But as it stands, all masses there at the cathedral were cancelled, and worship will be cancelled for about 5 or 6 years to come during the restoration process. But the authorities said that they hope to open the Parvis, you know, the square outside Notre Dame, to public probably in the next couple of days. But this morning's Easter Mass took place at Saint-Eustache, which is a big, imposing church, only a short walk away from the cathedral, at the heart of Paris, in the heart of the commercial district of Paris, Léal. And it was a very impressive Easter Mass with the Archbishop of Paris, Michel Opetit, paying tribute to the firemen who saved the cathedral, really. And before about 2,000 people who had gathered outside the church on the square in Léal, the Archbishop presented the commander of the fire brigade with the lectionary, the word of God, that was saved from the flames by the firemen. So it was quite an impressive and a symbolic moment when Michel Opetit, Archbishop of Paris, he said that our cathedral is on its knees, but just like God, we will raise, and the cathedral will raise from the ashes. But interestingly enough, Michel Opetit also had a word about the Catholic Church itself. He was saying that it's now more of a cultural influence than a spiritual model, also needed to be restored. So I think it's the Michel Opetit was a medical doctor before he became a bishop. It was an interesting occasion for him to talk.
Now, that's a huge contrast, Hervé, to the pictures coming out of Paris yesterday. And, of course, it was another Saturday of Gilets Jaunes.
Indeed.
Full-on riots yesterday. And a lot of the anger yesterday tied into the burning of Notre Dame.
Well, it's interesting that you had about 100,000 people demonstrating again all around France, a lot of them in the main square of the République Square of Paris, you know, with a lot of very angry scenes, a lot of burning of shops again, and a very large number of arrests. Over 150 people were arrested in that square alone. Some of the slogans were very, very bitter and very angry slogans, and were condemned by politicians and religious figures alike. You know,
was stuff along the lines of a billion for Notre Dame, but nothing for Les Miserables. People are getting terribly annoyed in France and on social media about all Macron's rich friends, as they have it, who are contributing to the rebuilding of Notre Dame, aren't they?
That's correct. I mean, about 900 million euros were donated almost straight away by well-known French business names such as Pinault, Arnault, or the Bettencourt of L'Oréal fame. You know, L'Oréal itself gave 200 million almost in an instant as a way to repair the Gothic cathedral. But obviously, a lot of people on left of the centre, not just the Gilets Jaunes, but you know, there's the head of the left-wing CGT trade union remarked that in particular, saying that you know, there is a lot of money can be found to restore a church, but there is no money for people who live outside a church without a shelter. And all those around Paris that anybody can see, even now, you know, living rough, you know, there's no money for them. And obviously, this slogan will people will understand that. And of course, it's a symbolic. It is very much in the hearts of people. Obviously, at the heart of France, at the heart of Europe, such a religious and such a symbol of not just of religious architecture, but such. It's the soul of the most beautiful city in the world, probably.
Has there been a sense?
Everybody understands that.
Sorry. Has there been a sense that Macron's response to this initially certainly was good? Yes.
Yeah, I mean Macron's, you know, immediately changed his schedule. He was supposed to be making an announcement that night on the Monday night about plan reforms. Immediately he changed his schedules, realized the impact and the importance of the event, and himself, he went to the outside the cathedral, you know, to take part in the vigil in silence. And then the next morning, there was a big, he organized a big, you know, cabinet meeting centered on that, looking for a response. He immediately said that within the next couple of years, within 5 years, 5 to 6 years, the church would be, or the cathedral would be rebuilt. And obviously, he has in mind the Summer Olympics of 2024 due to take place in Paris. And a lot of people immediately, particularly experts, you know, I'm the arts website, La Tribune de l'Art, thundered after that call, saying this was pure hubris, that a cathedral like this, with a damage like that, cannot possibly be rebuilt within 5 or 6 years. But obviously, as far as the government is concerned, the Summer Olympics is a deadline which probably can focus minds, and with the money they have, a lot of things can be done pretty quickly. Now, obviously, they're facing choices. One of the debates is whether they should go in the traditional line and repair the cathedral, and particularly the spire, they call the arrow in French, you know, hard to replace this, whether to have a completely new one in with materials, you know, that are likely to be more enduring. Some experts were talking about titanium possibly, or whether to go the traditional route and rebuild it as it was. So yeah, that's the kind of debate that people are having. Obviously, a lot of
having Hervé, I know it's a sad situation, but the French have these intellectual arguments so well about everything, don't they? There's something you have to admire about it. Okay, Hervé Amérique, thank you very much.